Now, Jason, stay with me. You've seen The Last Exorcism. Is this true? Is it the last one? I read the other day that the Catholic Church in America is running out of exorcists and they're appealing for people to come in and be trained.
Oh, is that right? Well, it's a dangerous job, as we can see from this film here. It's a budget horror movie posing as a documentary that sets out to debunk the concept of demonic possession with this Southern preacher who comes from a long line of exorcists, actually doesn't believe in what he's doing. He maintains that it's like a placebo for people with mental illness. But, of course, then his skepticism is challenged by this girl who lives on a remote southern property who's been waking up splattered in the blood of slaughtered farm animals. Look, it's a bit like a kind of Paranormal Activity or Blair Witch Project kind of film because it's done with this shaky handycam look. There are a few genuine shiver-up-the-spine moments, but the finale is predictable and very unoriginal. You can see it coming a mile off. It would have been better if they'd somehow worked some twist into the end.
I'm sick of shaky cam pseudo-documentaries investigating paranormal activity. In fact, did I like the Blair Witch Project? Sort of, but I hated The Imitators. Thanks, Jason. And the rating for The Last Exorcism?
MA.